As we near the end of November, we come to the end of the church year. November for the church mirrors Mother Nature. As the growing season comes to an end outside, and the farmers complete the harvest, so the church reflects on the harvest of faith. We began this month with the two great celebrations of the dead, All Saints and All Souls. And today we end the month with a passage about death from the Passion account from St. Luke's Gospel. November is also our month of remembrance. We have had our book of the names of the dead open near the baptismal font all month. We remember them in a special way during this month. Remembering is important because it kind of keeps a person alive. To receive a phone call or a text or a card from a long-lost friend says to us that we are not forgotten, that we are important. To pray for the dead reminds us that the deceased are eternally alive, not with us, but hopefully with God. In our Catholic theology, we honor Saint Joseph as the patron of a happy death. While certainly not condoning suicide, I often remind people that there are fates worse than death. Death brings an end to insufferable pain and affliction. It puts a stop to an incurable illness. And to pray for a happy death means to pray for a good death. To die a happy death may include dying in a state of grace, surrounded by our loving family, fully at peace with God and others, having had time to speak some final words of affection to our loved ones. But believe me, not all people do die like that. Accidents, chronic or sudden health issues, and just the difficulties of human relationships often cause people to die in less than ideal situations. Angry and bitter, unforgiving and unforgiving. And sometimes how a person dies itself speaks of a lack of peace. Death often catches people before they have had the time to do and say the things they should have done and said. They leave behind unfinished business. But to believe in the communion of saints is to believe that we can still tend to unfinished business in our relationship, even after death. I think one of the greatest fears of almost everybody is the fear of dying alone. To face the fears of death and the uncertainties of the afterlife with no one there to comfort us. We are forgotten soon enough. People with no children, like priests, are quickly forgotten in death. Most others are remembered for maybe one or two generations throughout the lifetimes of their children and grandchildren. After that, we are not even a memory, just a name on a tombstone. That's why it's significant, I think, that the good thief on the cross in our gospel tonight prays, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He doesn't want to be known for his crimes and his mistakes and his failures. He simply wants to be known by Jesus for all eternity. Could there be any simpler prayer, any nobler wish, any more hoped for expectation? It is God who created us and brought us to life by sharing his life with us. It is God who sustains us in our day-to-day living. And it is God who lovingly enfolds us in his arms for all eternity. His kingdom is a kingdom of everlasting life and love. Today we celebrate Christ the King. It's kind of hard to trust him in death if we haven't been faithful to him in life. Jesus wants to bring us home, to live with him forever. Let us remember Jesus now, so that he remembers us forever in eternity.